Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. So, before we go into today's topic, I'm just going to do a little bit of the readouts of some of the wonderful people who've emailed in and messaged, because we do love your messages, so do please talk to us. Sarah, I can't wait to use my body sculptor. I've wrapped it up for husband to give it to me for Christmas, but I've already unwrapped it and I've used it a few times and then I've wrapped it back up again. It's absolutely fabulous. Sarah, that is absolutely priceless. I love that. Aren't the self-gifts always the best ones? When you're busy buying things for everyone else, you see all these things you'd like for yourself. So that is a brilliant, genius idea. If you possibly can, use the crystal cleanser to give it a really, really good clear. Okay. And then always make sure that you leave your tools outside under the moonlight, especially in the wintertime, because it's such good energy frequency. Ariane says, I bought the castor oil compress set from you and I absolutely love it. I use it a lot. It's fabulous and really makes a positive difference. Ariane, I'm so delighted as well, because the thing about this castor oil compress is it's self-care while you sleep. Because one of the things that people say to me in clinic all the time is they just don't have time. Okay. I'm here to explain why things are happening. I'm then going to give you what you need to do about it. But the next bit is how. How do I fit this into my already ridiculously busy schedule? What? Why? How? Okay. Why? What? How? It's why? What? How? Okay. And the how is you just put that on before you go to bed and you go to sleep in it. Like nothing to do. That's why I'm always going on about the breathing exercise using mindfulness bell. As I always point out, you're going to breathe anyway. If not, you're dead. So you have to do it. The thing that you're not doing is breathing consciously, but it's a really easy thing to do. So I'm so thrilled. And anyone who's listening to this right now, and we're going into the festive, well, we're very much in the festive season, castor oil compressing is really, really good for overindulgence because it helps the liver process excess. It helps the liver process full stop. But if you're going into excess, this is when your liver needs all the support it can get. And Romilly, I love massaging the peaceful sleep acupressure point with a mushroom gua sha tool. Thank you so much. That is a brilliant, brilliant technique and it really helps. And the mushroom tool is actually called the clear quartz compress, and it's one of the best tools that we have in our toolkit, and it doesn't get much love because it gets eclipsed by the gua sha and the face brush. Poor little compress. So if you're a lover of the tools and you're loving the message, please, please, please do not leave out the compress. It's absolutely brilliant. It's so good for you. I was using it this morning with my cold. So thank you so much. And now we shall go into the episode today. It is my absolute favourite time of year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. But that's not because it's Christmas. It's because it's solstice. Now, obviously, Christmas is just one festival going on at this moment in time. But the festival that does not get any credit at all, other than with a tiny minority of people, is the one that we actually need to be paying attention to. And it gets completely eclipsed. And it's the winter solstice. And it genuinely, guys, if there is one moment in the year, if you said, Katie, what's your absolute all-time favourite energetic moment in the entire year? What is it? It's winter solstice time. So I'm going to talk to you about it because you need to know about this stuff. So the thing about winter solstice is it is this moment. Okay, it's just a second in time from like that, okay, where the year ends and the new year begins. It's the end of yin. Yin has concluded and then the yang begins. And there's this sort of moment. And perhaps when we're putting this recording together, we can do a little insert of the Sistine Chapel with God creating Adam. And this is not for me trying to convert anyone to any religion. It's just a picture, okay? Unless you don't want it to be, and that's up to you as well. But that picture, okay, is that moment where it sort of synapses from one to the next, okay? And the thing about this time of year is it's absolutely paramount to make sure that you've prepared for that moment, because that moment is everything comes out of it. Everything that happens to you next year will be coming out of the essence or the fertilizer, which is created throughout the letting go process of autumn and the storage process of winter, which then ultimately sits there and becomes like the battery fluid for what then comes out when spring begins on the 4th of February the following year. So there's this amazing moment in the calendar at this moment in time where we've got a little bit of work to do. Now, the problem with it is that this is the time of year when we're supposed to be relaxing. We're supposed to be going into our insight because it's dark outside. So remember, human beings, before they created fire, were just going by the light of the stars and the moon at nighttime. And if the days were short, you would be going to bed early and you would be reflecting. Now, that doesn't really happen so much anymore because we've got electricity. So electricity is great. Electricity means I can work my phone, I can watch Netflix. I did last night with my daughter. We had a really nice time. We had a bit of a late night. I didn't follow my own advice and we watched a really good new film and just had a lovely time of it because we were a bit late starting and a bit late ending. We had electricity, so who cares, right? Well, your body. Because the reality is if we're not doing this inner work, we're not really evolving. And the whole point of life, aside from enjoying ourselves to a certain extent and helping other people enjoy theirs too, is to learn and to become wise, because that is the aging process when done correctly, older and wiser. We live in a society which is, certainly from my upbringing, less so now because it's changing, but all the way through my upbringing until pretty recently, the celebration is on youth. Especially to the modern day woman. The celebration was always on youth. And up until very recently, women were often lying about their age because they felt ashamed of the fact that they were sort of somehow past their sell-by date. That is definitely one of the negative narratives that has come out of the menopause conversation, where women feel sort of rejected because they're outside of their fertile years. And it's not a very nice feeling. And it's one of the things that creates the symptoms. But actually, the truth is the opposite, is that this is the moment for the female, especially, to go into her matriarch archetype, which comes at the end of the reproductive process. And she becomes a wise elder of the community. Now, this is starting to happen because, no, we don't live in tribes and sit around campfires particularly anymore, but we have tribes on social media. We have wisdom penetrating through. This is wisdom. And the trick to getting older is to learn from our mistakes, to show remorse of the things where we don't feel like we've acted in possibly our best possible highest of selves, and so that we make amends, we make a commitment to make things better. And that time in the darkness to self-reflect is that moment in the calendar, because at the opposite end of the extreme, in the summer solstice, you're likely to be outside dancing around under the sunshine because you want to be outdoors in nature. Now, if we're not doing this, we start to feel starved. And then often what happens is we start to feel depressed and we start to wonder what the point of everything is. And we start to feel a bit lost and a bit lonely and a bit sad. And then in comes all of the emotional things that we start to suffer from. And we're not owning our health. So I want to bring your attention to another brilliant brand, which I've been orbiting around over the past few months, and I really like it. It's called Equi, which is short for equilibrium. Now, you can pop over to their website, which is equilondon.com, and it is a brilliant brand of supplements. I've been taking the powders, which I absolutely love. They are absolutely full of nutrients. You've got multivitamins, prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, superfoods, adaptogens, we've got ashwagandha, and then we've even got mushrooms from traditional Chinese medicine as well. So it's just ram-packed. But because it's so packed full of the good stuff, they've taken out all of the bad stuff. So we don't have chemicals, we don't have fillers, we don't have binders, all of that's been taken out. So it's just pure nutrition. Now, I take a couple of teaspoons after a meal, either breakfast or dinner, and I just mix it in a little bit of plant-based milk. You can do it in water, but I drink it like a little shot, because you only need sort of two rounded teaspoons, and that will do the job. And the thing that I like about it is that they've just taken a holistic approach. So it's not a supplement for this and a supplement for that, because personally, I find what I end up doing or did in the past was I'd end up with a shelf full of supplements, and then I'd just get a bit fed up with it because I'd end up on sort of 12 different things. And then I couldn't really remember what was doing what. Whereas with this, it's one jar doing one thing and it's working with everything. So it's working with my hormones, it's working with my digestion, it's working with my immunity, energy, focus, skin, mood. So everything just kind of gets wrapped up into one. Now, I like that because that's kind of fuss-free supplementation. So that's why I'm really excited to explain that brand to you. So that's equilondon.com. Go and have a look at their website. Personally, I like the powder format. That's always my way. I like a little shot of milk. Don't put it in hot drinks. I like it just room temperature milk or a little bit of room temperature water. Get it down the hatch and you're sorted. Now, many of you will be listening to this who've heard me bang on and on and on about the autumn decluttering and the autumn cleansing. And Vix is literally practically, she's too polite to do so, but she's practically rolling her eyes because it's like I go on and on and on and on and on and on about it. I cleansed my house so much, I literally left my house and started a whole new place. Okay, so I've let go to such an extent. Now, you don't have to be that crazy, but those of you that have been doing that process and those of you that went on into the winter storage process, which is where you refine what's left and you let go of the emotional baggage, you release out the negativity, you let go. Now, if you've not done any of that and you're listening to this today and you're going, oh, you didn't do that, don't worry. You can just do it now. You can just do a big fat release. Okay. So what I taught some people to do last night was a really, really easy one. Okay. Now, I learned the idea of this exercise off a brilliant, brilliant colleague of mine called Peter Gilmore, who is coming into the studio very soon to do a podcast to talk all about all his amazing techniques. But he taught me this one, which I've adapted. So it's come from him, but I've sort of catified it. But it's a very, very good quick fix. If you've not done all of that legwork and you haven't tidied anything up and you haven't cleared anything out and you haven't let go of anything and you're just sitting here listening to this going, what do I do? And if you have, you can do this as well. So what you do is just sit back and relax for a minute. Just close your eyes and just imagine all of that, blah, 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 all of the negative narrative, whatever it is. If you want to use your journals at this point, you can, and you can write it all down. Okay. But just allow it to bubble up, because often we have these going inside, but we sort of squash them down until, I don't know, we meet up with a friend and then we get a cup of tea and we go, oh God, that's really annoying me. Right. Let that bubble up. Close your eyes. Imagine a massive, great speech bubble in front of you, like a huge, great speech bubble full of talk. Negative. Right? And it's literally on the computer screen in front of you and it's big. Right. Now look in your mind's eye at your computer keyboard and see the delete button, which for those of you watching, listening, is the top right hand corner of the computer. Okay. Ready? It's bright red and you're going to look at that speech bubble and it's going. And when I say 3, 2, 1, bam, you're going to hit that button and it's going to pop in front of you. Okay. So 3, 2, 1, bam. And now you're going to laugh with me. I'm going to cough. Just let it go. Giggle into the energy a bit. I don't know if I can keep laughing, actually. Anyway, let it giggle its way out and feel that. Ah. And now do a bit of a sigh. Oh, right. And feel the release. And imagine it literally like a bubble expanding with negative narrative, and it just goes pop when you hit that button. Now, you can do that exercise several times, okay, but then what happens is you've created space because you've just released all of the negative narrative of your past. Once you've done that once with me, you can do it several times. You can imagine the whole of your life. You can imagine the whole of your past lives. You can imagine all of your ancestral karma. You can imagine all of your 8,000 ancestors' past lives and ancestral karma, which is now, my math isn't good enough. So that's now like to the power of billions, probably, by the time you've worked out past lives, future lives, 8,000 ancestors and all of their past, future lives and every single karmic interchange. Just imagine the whole lot just going into this bubble and bam, you pop it. Right. Now you've created space. And that's what the solstice is about. That exercise is the end. That was the end. And now you've got a gap. And then what happens is the new energy starts at this exact moment in the calendar. So you want to make sure that that new energy is good stuff. Okay, so what are we going to do when we go into the space? At this point, you want to start to fill it with positivity. So the first thing that you want to do is breathe. Just slowly smile down into the lower belly. That's why I gave you the laughter, to fill that beautiful frequency just with the laughter. Now we can just gently, gently breathe, breathing slowly, gently in. Lingering, and then slowly, gently out. And at this stage now, you're creating a beautiful, peaceful, joyful essence. And at this point is when you want to get your journals back out and you want to set your resolutions, not really on New Year's Eve, it's now. Okay, it's the solstice because it's the beginning. This is the beginning, not New Year's Eve. That's a completely different date. Okay, it's quite useful to help with New Year's Eve as well. I'll use all dates. Everything's great for me. Everything's an opportunity. Moons, different religions, Western calendars, it's all fine. So just allow yourself, though, at this moment in time to go peacefully into the breath. And at this stage now, give yourself a beautiful, positive energy frequency. Perhaps an affirmation like, I am enough. I'm okay. I am blissful. Just something like that. Just some beautiful, easy fertilizer for the new energy to come out of that essence and to grow out of goodness with no negative narrative permeating through it and going chatter, chatter, chatter. That's all gone. You're just in this beautiful, floaty space as if you're in a conscious state, just sitting there surfing around in beautiful consciousness, feeling really, really peaceful. And if you wish to add in at this point, you can add in the Ho'oponopono prayer, which is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Say it to yourself first. If you want to extend, you can start saying it to other people that have upset you, if you're ready to, and if you're not, focus on you, it's okay. I'm always talking about the meditation we did on the 11th of November. That's when I really did a meditation into that prayer. So if you're here on the solstice, let's just go back into that now. You can either jump back into the 11th or we'll just do it here gently now. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And for those of you watching, I'm just doing a little infinity sign with my hands, which is a sideways figure of eight, because what I'm doing here is creating my new normal. This is my new normal. This energy, not that chitter chatter that we've just popped. This, my new normal. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm saying it to myself because I am sorry to my poor body, all the things I do to it. I am asking it to forgive me because I make it do a lot. I'm saying thank you. And I'm saying I love you. And that is a beautiful thing to say to yourself on the solstice. If you wish to extend, you can send that out from your heart space to all those around you. Start with the people that is easy to love and work out. And eventually you'll end up with the people really difficult to love. Right now, just start with the inner circle of the people that you love. Pets, doggies, nice relatives, nice friends, loving people that just make you feel smiling, bring you joy. And start working out. And eventually you'll hit a brick. You'll hit a wall and you'll be like, oh, don't worry about that bit. Leave that for later. Right now, just stay here. If you're advanced and you've been listening to me for all these years, you might be ready to forgive the unforgivable. And with that, we can conclude the solstice, because that's actually what this is all about. That cultivation and that release of letting go of the negative and bringing in a space when you come from the closure of one thing, just that micro unit of the no thing before the beginning of the new system starts to bring itself in. And just because it started doesn't mean you're going to feel it. You're not going to notice any of these things happening at first because they're so indecipherable that you just have to go with it. But you will see the output of this will begin at the start of spring on the 4th of February. So in the meantime, I wish you a very, very happy solstice, a very, very happy holiday period, and I look forward to seeing you in the new year.